Israeli warplanes renewed strikes against Beirut's southern suburbs today for the first time in nearly a week, and thousands of Israeli troops continued their ground push against Hezbollah guerrillas in southern Lebanon. The war has left much of Lebanon's south in rubble and forced hundreds of thousands of people to search for safety. The war has also had environmental consequences. An Israeli strike on an oil depot 3 weeks ago has caused thousands of tons of oil to spill into the Mediterranean Sea and foul the country's beaches. Lebanese officials say it is one of the worst environmental crises in the country's history. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
On any other warm summer day, the white sandy beaches here around Jia, a resort town about 15 miles south of Beirut, would be packed with sun worshippers. Not now. 3 weeks ago, Israeli warplanes hit an oil storage depot on the outskirts of Jia. Four of the tanks caught on fire. A choking plume of black smoke billows into the air from the one tank that's still burning. Another of the tanks was ruptured and more than 15,000 tons of thick fuel oil spilled into the Mediterranean Sea. Now it's started washing ashore. Joseph Maksoud owns a resort just south of the storage tanks. He looks at the pall of smoke nearby, then points to the sludge about 3 feet broad that's now covering the beach next to his business.
The fuel is all over the water and the beach and the sand. The fish in the water are dead. My business is gone.
The oil slick that's hit Jia's beaches is being pushed by wind and currents northward to Beirut and beyond.
This is a map. We did some mapping a few days ago. We went by land and went along the shore. This is the best map now available on this issue, but we are updating it constantly.
Wa'al Hamaden is with Greenline, a Lebanese group of environmentalists focusing on this oil spill. Hamaden says that the oil slick has hit more than 40% of Lebanon's beaches, affecting a fragile ecosystem and marine life. Turtles are particularly vulnerable.
And about this time, sea turtles' eggs start to hatch. So baby sea turtles get out of the nest on sandy beaches and try to make their way into the sea. Now, in Jiyi area, it's a huge sandy beach covered from beginning to end by oil. It is full of turtle nests now that are going to hatch. And they're all going to die. All of them.
Hamaden says the slick has also hit some fish species which spawn near rocky areas. Each day that goes by, more areas are affected. The problem is getting help. Kuwait has already donated some equipment. Jordan has offered more. But the problem is getting access. No boats are allowed into the area, and Israeli bombs have destroyed the highways. Equipment would have to move through towns along the narrow, twisting roads of the Shouf Mountains. The detours add hours to the journey. Ahim Steiner, the executive director of the UN's Environment Program, says it's crucial to get help into the area now.
Our greatest concern right now is that access to the area is facilitated because every day that passes will make it more difficult to deal with the cleanup operation and also its impact on shore as oil seeps into the sands on the beaches.
But Steiner says experts from the UN or any country will not come to Lebanon because of the security situation. In the meantime, the oil slick is continuing to move through the Mediterranean. Yacoub El-Saraf, Lebanon's environment minister, says the oil has already hit the Syrian coastline.
I cannot be optimistic about the ordeal that the Eastern Mediterranean is going to deal with, not only Lebanon. And now we're throwing an appeal not only for Lebanon, we're throwing an appeal to try to prevent our neighboring countries from being hit the same way we were.
Saraf estimates it will cost about $200 million to clean up the oil slick, a number he says will continue to rise until any help arrives. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Beirut.